welcome to another amazing Holy Ghost Spirit-led infused episode of the Faith, Fire, and Flow podcast show, the show which brings you all of the most incredible entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, and those who are just saying yes to what life is meant to be about, the way it's meant to be, and who are here to share with you their wisdom, tools, techniques, tips, and just straight up, what even is that, spirit-led downloads that are going to help you in your business, in your money, in your life. Let's go. Buckle up. It's happening. Hey.
Hello. Hello. What is up?
What is that voice? I don't know what that voice is.
Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Today, we're going to have a little conversation. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. It's going to be good. You can say amen if you agree. So, hi, hello, what's up? I'm doing the thing of going live when I really should be walking out the door. It's a thing. You've heard of it. Some of you have heard of it. Some of you live a life of perfect order and structure, and you know exactly where you're going to be at any given moment in time, and you would never deign to do such a thing as going live when you're meant to be walking out the door in 10 minutes, and you know full well that you've not previously historically been known as being capable of speaking for 10 minutes and then stopping. Blanket time. You know how it is. We've got to have our blanket. So I was asking God the other day, what is your will for me right now in my business? It's a good question that you should ask. Why would you not? I would ask that question relevant to business, money, relationship, children's, household. I don't know what you should eat for lunch, whatever. Whatever you feel led on. It's not really whatever. But what I heard God say was, let the light that's inside of you shine. Just let the light that is inside of you shine. And what I took from this, isn't it a great question? Because I feel like I ask a lot of things of God, like that, if I'm honest about it, what's underneath that question is me trying to figure it out, an answer of how I can get somewhere or get to a particular outcome. Yeah. So I was on a walk and I just felt like, it was before I came to your house, actually. I was on a walk with the dog and I just felt like, oh, well, God, what is your will right now? What is your will right now in my business, in my finances, in my relationship side of my life, with my children, with my household, etc., right? And I got some cool answers there. But relevant to business, what God said to me was, just let your light shine. And I was pondering this morning on another walk, good time to pray and ponder, FYI, before I went on that walk, where actually I received so many revelations from the Lord, and I wrote my whole blog today based on that. And you can go read the blog at thekatrinaruthshow.com/declare a plan. Oh, plan is working. thekatrinaruthshow.com/plan is working. Because God told me the plan is working and told me to declare that the plan is working. That came later. But you can go read that blog. By the way, hi, hello, I'm Katrina Ruth, if anyone doesn't know me. You'll figure it out. You should also go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/letters from Kat, and then you'll receive my daily, pretty much daily, blogs, email rants, musings, downloads, prayers, rants. I said that already. Cool things that are going on, all that good stuff. If you follow on social, you will miss some of the best content. Let's be honest, the live streams are some of the best content, but you'll miss the written best content and many other wonderful updates. And you're just not really, like, I don't consider us official. Do you know what I mean? I don't feel like we're official if you're not on my email list. I feel like, what is this situationship that we've got going on here? It's an Instagram situationship. You want to be official, you go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/letters from Kat. That's what you do. That way you're officially in. You get all the cool things that the cool kids get. And we just have a conversation and it's a supernatural flow. Jake knows. Hello, Jake. I see you joining. One of the most supernatural people I know. The conversations we have. He reflected something to me the other day that nearly made me just fall on my face, except I was upside down in a handstand at the time, so that would have been dangerous. So anyway, do I blog about the really hard stuff? Oh, I do. Most of my blogs are written for myself. I mean, you guys think that I'm running a service here. I'm just like writing out what I need to learn and hear. I'm just sharing a message that I needed that day. A lot of the time, sometimes it's a straight reflection from a client or somebody, whoever, friend, anyone, right? A lot of the time what I'm writing is exactly what I needed to hear that day. And then I'm just kind enough to share it with the world. But what I create, what I write is always what is shown to me right now in that moment in time. So if it's not relevant to me, it might be relevant to someone else, or certainly, you know, something previous that I have learned or already worked through. But I don't have a rule about, you know, some people have a rule like you shouldn't share what's going on until you already worked through it and figured it out. I just wouldn't even be able to keep to such a rule because I say a lot of things and I don't filter what I say, written or spoken. For those who are just joining, hi, I'm Katrina Roop. Get my free email newsletter at thekatrinaroop.com/letters-forget. But also I have a coaching business that has produced tens of millions of dollars. I have around 60 books that I've published. I have hundreds of courses which I've created and launched successfully, and hundreds more which were not so successful. I've been doing this online thing for nearly 2 decades now. I've been known for coaching the best of the best in the female entrepreneur world online, and I've certainly coached just the most amazing revolutionary leaders and humans in the offline world as well through all manner of different, you know, industries and ways of being. But the thing that my clients have in common is that they were born for more and they've always had that knowing inside of them. And part of that is, yes, being one of the different ones, the strange ones, the people where you just know you're not normal. And then part of what I'm here teaching, a big part, is what you already know inside of you is true, and stop trying to put yourself through a lens or a container or a filter of having to do whatever it is that an industry or a people group or the internet currently or your fear in your mind is telling you that you should do, and instead go all in harder, faster, deeper, more relentlessly to the thing that you already know it is. You know, when God said to me, I want you to shine the light that I've already put inside of you, I loved that right away, but it wasn't until the next morning that it really just started to simmer away and I got out of that, that I was like, that's so interesting, because if I was really truly shining the light that's inside of me, well, some of you are probably thinking, how on earth is she going to possibly prolifically pour forth more than what she already does? Was she holding back on us? But it's an energy thing, you know, and there's elements where I'm pretty prolific because it's true for me to do that. I'm not telling anybody that it's a business strategy that they should follow. I think it's probably a terrible business strategy for many people, because many people just want to create one thing and then sell it on repeat. But me, like many of my clients, the one thing is me showing up every day and being me and letting forth the thing that I'm here to let forth today. And it's easier for me to be creating and pouring forth than what it is to not do it. It's like trying to stop myself from breathing if I wouldn't. So there can be an energy there though, where part of you is kind of like segmented away in your mind, and you might be showing up, you might be being consistent, disciplined, etc. And what might be happening is you're letting forth a somewhat dimmed or dulled, or let's say stunted version of yourself, because maybe in the background you've got all these questions and wonderments just running through your mind where you're trying to figure out, well, what have I missed, or how could or should I go to that next level, or what would really, you know, whatever be, or how do I possibly get all those moving steps over there going, or whatever else. And so these questions that we typically as humans ask either of ourselves or perhaps of God, or we journal them out, or we ask our friends or whatever it is, these questions where it's continually coming from a place of looking for how to get somewhere, or continually coming from an assumption that there's something that I've maybe missed, or something that I could or should be doing better or more proficiently, etc. These questions, what they're often doing is they're detracting from the place of just being fully present now, letting forth what is in you out now, saying yes to what a yes is now, pressing play now, pressing publish now, pressing send now, pressing go live now, or whatever the thing is. And do you realize that when you look back a year from now and you watch the trajectory of your aligned business and your finances and any other area of your life, this is also true, what has been accomplished, created, or brought to physical fruition, what has sprung forth, a new thing, will be a product of the fact that you showed up day to day for that day's work. That you shared whatever you were meant to share that day, that you said what you were meant to say, that you let that little light shine that was inside of you in the way that it is today, rather than going, well, my light should be bigger or brighter or more spiritual or more whatever, or I got to clean up the edges, or my light should have a better filter on it, or I should have a photo shoot. You know what I mean? Because if you're always looking for how to improve what's already there, you're not being with what's here, and you being present with what is and what is being put through you today as an entrepreneur, a creator, a leader, a messenger, a coach, an author, a speaker, an artist, a performer, an entertainer, all these different things that we are here in this space, you being present with what it is today is what's going to create the tomorrow that you're looking for. that you're waiting on, that you're trying to get to. And the more you sit here today, go, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll send an email or I'll do a social media post, but I got to figure out the next million. You know, I got to figure out the next million. I got to figure out how to hold on to the current million, or I got to figure out if it is even possible to make a million, or whatever. Right? These different kind of questions that we ask ourselves. Or I got to figure out why such and such thing's not working. I got to figure out what, you know, is really going to finally kick in my automation, or what's really going to get my book out there in that big way. Or what really I should be doing for the best possible branding right now on IG, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is taking you outside of the simple thing that you could be doing, which is open your mouth or get your little typing fingers at the ready and just say the thing that needs to be said today. Now, if you want to see a business built in your wake, which has structure, it has automation, it has systems, you don't have to always reinvent the wheel. There's two things, if you're in my space, that are probably going to be relevant to you. I said if you're in my space because these things might not be relevant for all entrepreneurs. I'm talking to a particular kind of person, a creative genius. You can say amen if that's you. You know who you are. No point trying to be a boring preneur if that's not who you are. It's freaking weird. So two things you need to be aware of. One, you actually got to let go of the idea of it's wrong or bad to quote unquote reinvent the wheel. You got to let go of the idea that if you are being properly grown up and responsible as an entrepreneur, then you would just settle down in your nice little spot with your nice little blankie, nothing wrong with a blankie, and you would just do the same thing on repeat and sell the same thing on repeat all the time, and you wouldn't continually be having new ideas and flinging them out all over the place and then forgetting to follow through on half of them because another new idea came through and something must be wrong with you because you're not organized properly and you're not being a proper grown-up or a proper entrepreneur. Stop it. You're a creative genius. The world wishes it could be like this. It is what it is. All right? Imagine. Just imagine. Like Van Gogh, Picasso, anyone you could care to name from history as far as creative geniuses. We just stop it. Just be who you are. Imagine Picasso was like, I really just got to settle on the one painting and then get prints of it printed and sell them all around the world. Well, he did not even live in a time where he would have been able to do this. But maybe if he was living in an internet age and he was listening to everyone on the internet, next thing he would build a freaking funnel around his one first painting and then everyone would just be getting the same thing on repeat and it probably wasn't even his best work, the first one. So if you're an artist entrepreneur, then by all means be an artist. If you're a writer, write. If you're a creator, create. If you have an ability to pour forth a thing and there's anointing on you whenever you just speak or write or create or perform or entertain or storytell, freaking do it. Stop telling yourself that there's something wrong or bad with the fact that you continue to have a new thing coming through. That's number one. Number two, you can still have structure, automation, systemization. Here's how you do it. You just bleh. That on a reel and send it to your digital marketing clients, Simon. you just blurt out the thing. Honestly, I'm like a horror show to people who do business in a different way. But I'm doing what I'm meant to do. You've got to do what you're meant to do. What I mean by that is though, you pour forth the thing, like you just let the thing out. You don't have to vomit it at the internet, but however it's going to come out, and then what do? You just do something with it afterwards. You download it, repurpose it, use it somewhere else, take one part of it and turn it into a free gift or something. Do you know what I mean? Don't go making promises to people that you're not going to keep though. I said to my friend who's an amazing digital marketer and just has the best, you know, results in the world for his clients with automation and ads and so on, which is Simon who's here on the live, who I've just said that I'd be a horror show to. I would be a horror show as a client because I will change my mind every week. I want to automate a new thing every single week. So the only way I would possibly be a good client is if, I don't know, there'll have to be like a covenant that's made that Katrina's not allowed to change her mind. But that could only work if I just handed over a couple of things and then meanwhile I'm going to keep creating and always doing a new thing. But how I have built structure and automation and systems within my business whilst being this kind of high-level creative genius is I simply take bits that already came out and then I pop them in to a handy little thing that some of you have heard of, which it'd be weird if you hadn't heard of, called an email sequence or an advertising sequence if that's relevant. Like, that's it. It's not freaking complicated. We would figure something out. we'd figure something out. There'd have to be some prayer points around that, that's for sure. But it's not that hard. You got to stop telling yourself that in order to have proper stuff in place in your business, you have to settle down, slow down, and be like the other entrepreneurs. No, you have to go all in harder, faster, deeper, more relentlessly on being like you, a lit up version of you. The you who knows that she or he has that light inside of them, that actually is a responsibility that should be going out to the world. You need to show up, shape up, and freaking shift up into being the version of you who would be firing on all cylinders if she or he actually backed what they've been shown, the gifts that God has given them, and just knew that this is not about dulling down or like removing bits of me being me in order to squish me into a container that the current gurus of Instagram or wherever says my stuff should look like. Instead, it's, well, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna pour forth this, I'm gonna pour forth that. And I also, and I've coached my clients on this for years, by the way, to the tune of my clients collectively making hundreds of millions of dollars by listening to my all over the place, chaotic, random, but I will switch flick the thing that's inside of you by just poking on the one truth that you needed to hear, advice, mentoring, coaching, etc. I can tell you in a moment a really cool thing that you're gonna wanna be part of as far as mentorship with me. And what I've been saying to people is, no. You do what you're meant to do each day, like every freaking day though. Say the thing, pour out the thing. What is the message for today? Operate from a place of all is freaking well. All is wonderful. All is taken care of. I am on path. The plan is already working. I'm not trying to figure out how to get the plan to work. The plan is working. Go to my blog from today, thekatrinarusso.com/plan is working and read a little message that you need to hear about that. So you operate from a place that the plan is working, all is wonderful, well and great. Meanwhile, I'm gonna say some things, create some things, this is what I'm led to do. And then if you have a desire to have something that's automated, structured, it's a system, it's a procedure, it's a process within your business or within a course that you have or within how you do your socials or whatever, then what you do is you take the stuff that is alive from that day or that week or maybe that past month's work, that you look back on it, you go, what is alive from this? What is it that gets to go out again and again and it wasn't just for today? Because sometimes what we said was just for today and it's like, truly nobody needs to hear that again. I feel that way sometimes. But then sometimes someone will message me and be like, that just changed my life. So I don't even know anything some of the time, right? But there's things where you'll pour forth a thing or you'll say a thing and you'll be like, that is one for the ages. Why don't I just grab that blog, that live stream, that recording of a conversation or whatever it is, and that now becomes my automated value-based, you know, sequence for my funnel or my indoctrination sequence for new subscribers or whatever it is. Yeah? It's so easy, you guys. Everybody is out there trying to stop themselves from being who they are in that day so that they can figure out how to have a structured, polished, packaged little thing with a proper, you know, free gift and then a sequence and all of that. And do you know what they're doing a lot of the time? It breaks my heart. Honestly, I want to smack them in the face. With love. Is what they're doing is they're stepping outside of that fire of being them in order to try and think and strategize about what is the correct thing that's going to get people moving through the pathways or jumping through the funnels or going from, you know, the low ticket to the high ticket thing or the high ticket thing to the medium thing or whatever else. And they're trying to figure out, and what they're actually trying to figure out is, how can I take my genius, my magic, the fire that is anointed, that just pour forth, that my ideal people are like, what even is this, but I can't look away. How can I take that and how can I like dumb it down and squash it down and like pull the life force right out of it and make it palatable so that it goes into something that we call proper social media or proper marketing or proper branding or proper whatever. But proper is you being the fire that you came here to be, is it not? Is it not? Would you not just want to automate that or like systemize that or put that into a structure or let that be the thing? Even when you think about how you create your courses, as soon as you're telling yourself it has to look like this and be delivered like this, you are extracting the genius right out of it. You're just pulling the life force right out of it and you're keeping the bits that you think are palatable or appropriate. It's a huge disservice because your clients should get to see how you show up when you are actually being you. You know, if you're like me, and a lot of my clients, you probably have spent a lot of time feeling like I'm disorganized, I'm chaotic. People probably think I just change my mind all the time. I'm a bit of a hot mess. I never follow through properly. But maybe, like me, and I've taught on this for years, and you might need to hear this today, maybe the thing that you're meant to be following through on is being you, not following through on something that you saw one day on the internet that apparently is the rule right now. So you need to show up more. You need to freaking shape up from the inside out. And let's not forget the physical side of it as well, because fitness is non-negotiable for entrepreneurs. You need to be vibing, baby, like vibing, you know, just buzzing with the vibe of being you. And you need to shift up into where you're meant to be. And do you know what you need to do? You need to get your butt so quickly before the top 10 sells out, because nobody knows about this yet. And if you're live or you're on replay soon after, you're going to be the first one to hear it. But show up, shape up, and shift up. My new 10-week mentorship just freaking dropped right now in this moment. It has not gone out before this moment. There we go. There comes the comment. Just like magic. Thank you, Sam. Show up, shift up, shape up has arrived, ready to make over and activate every last part of who you are, the whole freaking thing with me. Let the games and the aligned smackdown begin. You can go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shape-up-shift-up. There is a top 10 bonus on now. It might not even be written on the page yet, because I just thought of it before. I was like, oh, that's good. So the first 10 people to join are going to get a mini smackdown with me, a mini business smackdown with me. Top 10 bonus, mini Facebook Messenger biz smackdown. Be in the top 10 to join Show Up, Shape Up, Shift Up, which is a 10-week all-new mentorship with me. It's going to start on November 6th. There is a whole overview that you can read about at thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shape-up-shift-up. This one is different. This is the first time in years, actually, in several years, that I've included something where there is going to be some booty kicking around the shaping up bit of it. I don't mean I'm coming in with a calorie plan or something. We do a supernatural thing here, please. But this is part of it, all right? Go and have a read. So if you're in the top 10, you're going to get the mini business smackdown. You're going to get some pretty pointed questions from yours truly, and you're going to get your butt kicked with answers and some fire starting before we even begin. I'm doing something so different with this. So, so different. This is such a different thing. I can't even call this one a course. It is a mentorship. It is an activation. It is a fire that is about to freaking start. It is at thekatrinaruthshow.com/show-up-shift-up-shape-up. You are going to, sorry, show up, shape up, shift up. The link is in the comments. You are going to see me talking about this stuff. You're going to want to get in. If you're supposed to be in, have that little come to truth moment with yourself about it right now today, because you might just make it in the top 10. All right, have an amazing rest of the day or evening wherever you are in the world. Hello, hello, hello. Hello and replay. Leave me a comment. Leave me a comment. Go to where you need to go. And do not forget, life is there. Press play.
Yes, there was another incredible, fiery episode of the Faith, Fire and Flow podcast show. It is my honor and absolute delight and just a blessing to get to bring this to you. I trust that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you would like more of the spirit-led downloads and just the straight up wake up, shake up in your face that you need in your business, money and life, then go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/podcast. Free gift. See what I made you. And I'm going to pass it over to my team now just to read out a few of our incredible reviews. I so appreciate your reviews, your encouragement, your comments, and just your feedback on this show. And I love to share that with you. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and keep pressing play.